Welcome to the Olympics. Well, actually, to be precise, welcome to a small mobile home in the south west of France, near a place called Royan, where I've just found out that about 3 hours ago, another French person has won an Olympic gold. This time in a canoe, in a slalom canoe. I don't actually know what a slalom canoe is, but Tony Estonguet has won a gold for France. And down here, you see, you don't get much news on a campsite if you only have access to what's on TV at the campsite and you're keeping off the internet. You don't have much information about who's doing what in the Olympics. But you get a strong impression here on this, what day are we? We're Tuesday, the first Tuesday maybe of the Olympics, yeah. You get a strong impression that the French are doing very well. A couple of goals in judo. A tremendous goal for four men swimming one after the other. And one French guy overwhelming the American in the last half length of the pool on the final lap. And then an individual French woman, Muffet, I think is her name, One from the front, won very well. So, I mean, France is doing really well. I have no idea if Ireland has had a sniff of a medal. I just learnt something, because I've looked on somebody else's iPhone, to see that China has the biggest single number of medals at this point in time. So at this point in time, China's got 19 and the United States have got 18. I'd like to add up all the European ones. And do it. In fact, I'd like to add up all the Asia. Have an intercontinental kind of medal tally, and see how that works out. Because certainly the United States and Canada are very big places with an awful lot of people in them, and it's not really fair to compare them with either of them with a small little place like France. Amazingly, I see Latvia has won. Won a second double. I'm not sure what they won it in Horse Guards Parade as they overpowered somebody else 2-0, whatever that means. China winning 3 gold medals in diving. It just does say it is a bit strange to be sitting here in incredible sunshine again today. Wondering how the Olympics are going, and the only television did see Bill O'Herlihy from Ireland running his own little television program late at night from RTE the other night, but that's all. And I just see here latest thing here that a rower from Niger is training. Oh, he's done one of these things. He's trained for the Olympics in just 3 months. In an old fishing boat. Reminds me of that swimmer who did something like that in a previous Olympics. Well, there we are. I hope you're having a great Olympics, London. I wonder what happened in the on-the-road cycling. Whatever happened to Mark Cavendish? Did he actually crash shortly before the end? That was a wonderful race. I did actually manage to watch about 35 minutes of that without any sound. So I had no idea except that I think it was somebody from Azerbaijan won that. There we are. It's quite interesting to see someone called Jung winning an individual event in gold. I mean, Carl Jung is the only person called Jung who I've ever come across, and he's certainly talented as he was. He wasn't an eventer. But so there we are. Have a great Olympics, London. Anyway, I look forward to being able to tap into it next week when all the athletes will be on display. Bye-bye. Oh, a tiny bit more about this eventing. I must say I do like the idea of an event, a competition, in which men and women compete equally in it. And I see that the Sarah Algotsson Ostholt from Sweden, she got second, and she would have won the gold if she hadn't locked down the last fence. I can hardly believe that. Imagine all the preparation for the Olympics, and you come to the last fence, and all you have to do is jump over it to win the gold, and you knock it down. Oh, What a win for the German. I mean, they do say the Germans keep their nerve right to the very last second. And then a German woman, Sandra Offart, was third. So that's a man wins and two women get second and third. A man from Australia gets fourth and a British woman, Mary King, gets fifth. I just think it's a lovely diversity. I can't think of many sports where it can actually take place. It does make it very attractive, to me anyway. All the best.